I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. An investigation by the New York Times says Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle bought a downtown Atlanta condominium from a lobbyist for less than its appraised value. Cagle is in a runoff with Secretary of State Brian Kemp for the Republican nomination for Georgia's governor. According to the Times, Cagle bought the condo in 2008 at 24% less than its appraised value. He brought it from Terry Hobbs, a longtime lobbyist for natural gas company SCANA. Hobbs has donated to both Cagle and Kemp's campaigns. In an interview with the paper, Cagle said he bought the apartment for his three sons who attended Georgia State University. A labor shortage could slow construction of new nuclear reactors at Plant Vogtle. The Engineering News Record reports construction monitors say that a significant increase in production is needed to keep the project on track. They testified last week before the Georgia Public Service Commission. The monitors say the general contractor is short around 400 electricians and 700 pipe fitters needed to complete the project by April 2022. Construction of the nuclear reactors is already years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. Flights between Charlotte and some Georgia airports were canceled due to technical issues at PSA, a regional carrier for American Airlines. Nearly 700 flights were canceled in the last 24 hours. Herbert Judon is the executive director of Augusta Regional Airport. He says many passengers were stranded.
The evening flights last night were canceled, and all of the morning flights have been canceled as well. And we were told that flights would resume around noon today.
Flights from Savannah and Atlanta were also affected. Next week, Andalusia, the home of Southern writer Flannery O'Connor, is reopening. The 500-acre farm in Milledgeville closed for repairs in 2017 when it was given to O'Connor's alma mater, Georgia College. It inspired stories including Good Country People, The Displaced Person, and A Circle in the Fire. Matt Davis is the museum's director.
We've all been extremely impressed just how much of it was still here. Flannery's here. Her clothes were here. Her furniture was here. Her draperies are here. The experience and the spaces you see are here. We just had to uncover a little bit of that.
O'Connor lived and wrote at Andalusia for 13 years after her diagnosis of lupus forced her to return to her native Georgia. Nine schools in Augusta, Savannah, and Dawson have been added to the State Department of Education's new turnaround program. It works with schools that have the lowest state report card scores, helping administrators and teachers to improve student learning and test performance. 11 schools from central and southern Georgia have been working with the program since last fall. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream defeated the Indiana Fever 72-67 yesterday afternoon. The two teams meet again Saturday at 7 in Indiana as the Fever tries to break their season-long winless streak. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.